From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. One-stop shopping for news, information, and Guitar Hero everywhere. We'll get to that in just a minute. I'm Allison Stewart. How you doing, everybody? Very pleased to welcome today's guest co-host. Who could it be? David Folkenflik. Name sound familiar? NPR's media correspondent. How do we rope you into this?
I think a long lasso and a strong tug.
See, that's what happens when you have
cubicles
right
down
next
the door.
To the BPP. Thank you for waking up early on a holiday and helping us out.
Thanks for having me. It's Monday, February 18th, 2008, also known as President's Day.
Coming up on the show today, we're talking about the Olympics, right?
Steven Spielberg is bailing on Beijing because of China's role in Darfur. How much of that difference is that going to make? And how have past Olympic protests panned out? We'll ask Olympic historian David Walczynski.
Just because it's Monday and just because it's technically a holiday does not mean that two of our regular folks get out of duty this morning. Bill Wolf, our sports analyst, and my significant other, will join us to talk all things NASCAR and NBA All-Stars. Jim VandeHei on the presidential race. And you know, David, Jim has got a dog in this race, sort of. He's from Wisconsin.
Oh, a badger.
See, there you go. The primary's there tomorrow.
Switching to another part of the country, back in October, we talked to Hurricane Katrina victim Lindsay Huckabee in Mississippi, who is living in a FEMA trailer with her husband and three kids. We'll see how their lives are going now that the CDC has confirmed many FEMA trailers are contaminated with high levels of formaldehyde. We'll get to today's headlines in just a minute, but first, here's the BPP's big story.
Meat, meat, meat. The largest recall of beef in U.S. history was issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday. How much meat? Try 143 million pounds from a controversial California slaughterhouse.
That's enough for 572 million quarter pounders, if my math is right. But so far, it appears the food didn't go to McDonald's or Burger King. Roughly 37 million pounds went to school hot lunch programs with more to Native American food shelves and other federal food and nutrition programs. And it's likely much of the beef has already been eaten.
Now, the order covers all beef products from February of 2006 from Westland Hallmark Meat Company. Does that name sound familiar? Well, an undercover video recently released by the Humane Society showed crippled cows, so-called downers, being shoved with a forklift and abused in other ways at the company's facility. Injury might be to be blamed for the cow's condition, but it also raises the specter of other mobility-impairing diseases like mad cow.
The USDA said it had no evidence that downers were entering the food supply, but that changed yesterday. Undersecretary of Agriculture for the Office of Food Safety, Richard Raymond, says the recall is not a response to tainted food. It's about the Westland Hallmark cows not getting a proper inspection.
The risk is as close to zero as you can get, but it's not 100% zero because we did not have the opportunity to reevaluate these animals to see if they went down because of an acute injury like a fracture, as opposed to a chronic illness like some, you know, sepsis or infection.
A California prosecutor has charged two Westland Hallmark workers in connection with the abuses that were shown on that Humane Society video.
And let me just add that, dangerous or not, the names of the things on the recall list could make you a vegetarian pretty much either way. Burrito filling mix, beef feet, salivary glands, lymph nodes and fat, beef blood, 0.2% sodium citrate added, beef bile.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, you know what? Let's stop it right there. That's the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines and a bagel.